Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Buddy Meyer. Batting third. The left fielder, Arlie Tarbert. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Shaner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Hoffman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny McFadden. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Danny McFadden. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Hale moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Hoffman and he is out, Meyer applying the tag. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shaner. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Hale scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shaner. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Dykes scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Slim Harris now pitching. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Cochran moves to second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-1 in the game. Tobin strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into left field. Tarbert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Hoffman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0-for-1 in the game. Tarbert hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Shaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shaner scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan takes first base on ball 4. Tote moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg fires over to first and Dykes drops the ball. That's an error on Dykes. Tote scores. Reagan moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a pop-up towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Shaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shaner. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shaner. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Boley moves to second. It's 6-2, Athletics. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boley scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Harris out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Tarbert hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Collins now playing second base. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Shaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Shaner reaches second base with a double. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shaner moves to third. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shaner scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Reagan goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4 Athletics. Ira Flagstad pinch hits for Slim Harris. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Fred Hoffman. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ira Flagstad now playing right field. Grover Hartley now catching. Jack Russell now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Tote reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got three RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lamar takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lamar moves to third. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arlie Tarbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarbert is 0-for-3 in the game. Tarbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley fires to second and picks off Collins for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rogel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to second. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Shaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Shaner hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tote takes first base on ball 4. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Reagan reaches third base with a triple. Tote goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5 Athletics. Joe Pate now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reagan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-6, Athletics. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lamar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Dykes trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. 2 outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boley is hit by the pitch. Lamar moves to second. Joe Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 0-for-1 in the game. Flagstad hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Grover Hartley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hartley hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Haney pinch hits for Buddy Meyer. Fred Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.